Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment on Hilchos Sukkah. We're going to spend a number of sessions going through technical laws of the appropriate way to build a sukkah. But before we do that, I just want to give a bit of an introduction in terms of the message of the sukkah, the symbolism of the sukkah. There is a very unique phrase in the Torah when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah. The Torah not only gives us the reason for the mitzvah, which is as a reminiscence to the protection which God afforded to the Jewish people when they were in the desert. There's actually a dispute in the Talmud if they actually lived in huts in the desert and God just miraculously protected them in those huts, or they actually weren't even in huts and their total cover was from the Anane HaKavod, the clouds of God's glory. But in addition to the Torah giving the reason for the mitzvah of sukkah, there's a fascinating phrase, Leman Yedu Doroseichem, so that your generations should know that I seated the Jewish people in Sukkos when I took them out of Egypt. This concept that the Torah, when it introduces a mitzvah, says, and by the way, when you perform this mitzvah, you need to know this, or in another context, you need to remember this, in the context of Tzitzis, for example, is extremely rare. And there's a whole discussion that a person really isn't even in fulfillment of the mitzvah of sukkah unless they're thinking this when they're sitting in the sukkah, because the Torah frames it that way, so that your generations should know that I took care of the Jewish people in huts when they left Egypt, when they were in the desert. It's a fascinating thing. I frequently reflect on the fact that the message of the sukkah is, in a certain sense, more essential to our day-to-day lives as believing Jews. In a way, it's more essential than the message of Pesach. Because the message of Pesach is, remember what happened in Egypt, God took us out with miracles and wonders. Therefore, God has a great affection for the Jewish people. It's not, therefore, God will take care of us with miracles and wonders today. We're not expecting the sea to split today. We don't expect that to happen. The message of Sukkot is, remember that when we were in the desert, God took care of our every need. And in our day and age, it's really no different in that regard. It is different in the sense that the nature by which God took care of our needs in the desert was with very evident miracles, with these clouds over us, with man coming down from heaven, many, many miracles and wonders. So the means is different, but we believe very, very, very much that the ends is the same, that we believe that the reason why we're able to, thank God, the reason why we're able to put a roof over our heads and food on the table and clothing is because God helps us. And that's an extremely powerful message when we sit in that sukkah. It's interesting, Rav Hirsch, he has a beautiful comment. We'll get into all of this in the technical aspects, but there's a very fundamental difference in the halachos of the walls of the sukkah versus the schach, versus the cover of the sukkah. Technically speaking, the walls of one sukkah could be extremely permanent. In fact, many times people make sukkahs using walls of their house. The schach, by halachic requirement, has to be of a temporary nature. And Rav Hirsch says that's because the core component of the sukkah is the schach, because the schach represents our basic protection, the thing that's sitting over us. And what we have to remind ourselves is, no matter how firm and set our surroundings represented by the walls seem to be, in the end of the day, what really covers us is extremely flimsy, if not for the help of God. We'll get in subsequent days into technical halachas of sukkah, but just to think about that a little bit when we embark upon this series. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.